The President's directive that all ministries, departments and agencies should install prepaid electricity meters by the end of this month has received positive reactions and described as appropriate. A member of the Media Commission, Dr. Clement Park, said it is one of the apt directives which will serve as a means of preventing state institutions from accumulating huge debts.
Well, I think it is a directive that should be welcomed. So you are well aware, one of the reasons that has been professed to support, or if you like, justify the erratic power supply, which thankfully has improved duty largely to the hard work of the president, is that a lot of state institutions have reneged or have not been able to pay their bills. So I believe that the wisdom of causing all state institutions and government institutions to henceforth use prepaid meters certainly would serve as a means of preventing these institutions from accumulating debt to the tunes of millions of Ghana cedis. So I think it is a directive that is welcome, and I must add that the sooner the better, because this attitude of not paying for services we get simply because the provider is a state institution or a parastatal organization is not sustainable in the medium to long term, particularly as we are looking at the public-private partnership as a vehicle towards establishing ourselves as a true middle-income nation.
Apart, don't you think this directive should also have been extended to the water sector, because you find all over the country some people using water to wash vehicles and all that? Do they pay the economic value of the water they use? What should do you think should be done to these people as well?
I do agree. I think it may be time for all the service providers, particularly in the areas of water and electricity, to look at how best they can ensure that those who are benefiting from those very important resources pay for them. It is indeed true that you go to different parts of the country and even here in the national capital and you see pipe-bomb water being used to wash vehicles or to water garden, and I think that that is a gross misuse of an important and limited resource. People are not aware, but water indeed is a limited resource with all of the other challenges that face. And therefore, I think it is only proper that the Ghana Water Company and other stakeholders in the water industry begin to also explore the possibility of ensuring that every ounce of water is accounted for and the beneficiaries pay for it accordingly.
Let's look at
Dr. Park asked all public servants using government vehicles to comply with the order to use GVE on their official vehicles. He said this will serve as a policy of accountability.
We must recognize that the president in his State of the Nation's address gave signals and indicated very clearly that there were going to be some policy directives and some new things were going to be introduced to ensure that he saved on the public purse and that the cost associated with running the state and even the government was reduced to the bare minimum. And that caused also sometimes misuse of state property and vehicles. So by having the GV number plate slapped on state vehicles, it immediately makes it possible for every citizen of this nation to recognize a state vehicle, and even when it is being misused at odd hours and at places where it should not be, then the citizen, as a vigilant citizen, would have the capacity to recognize and even maybe challenge the user of such a state vehicle. So I think that all in all, it is within the new agenda that the president is setting to bring about discipline and accountability and also to ensure that state property is not misused. So it is also one that must be welcomed by the good people of Ghana. And let those who have the privilege of serving us as a people take these directives very seriously.
Dr. Clement Park.
The ECG has hailed the directive by the president that all ministries, departments and agencies should use prepaid meters in order to minimize the cost of energy usage. The public affairs manager of the corporation, William Boateng, who made the commendation, praised the president for the directive. He said it will help the corporation to raise the necessary funds to replace aging facilities of the ECG. It will also make the company financially sound for investments. Mr. Boateng said this to George Ankra.
It's one of the wonderful news I've heard for a long time. I think it's very laudable, very instructive, because most of the state institutions have been owing us over the years. Trying to get them to pay our bill have been very. And so, yes, the initiative is good. We've taken the instructions in good faith. We've started work already. As I speak with you, we've covered over 70% to 80% of all the state institutions that are supposed to change their meters to prepaid metering service.
You mean you have already changed the meters?
Yes. we've done a lot in all our prepaid metering zones. You know, the prepaid is not everywhere. So in all the regional capitals that we have the prepaid metering system in place, we've gone ahead to change the meters. There are some few challenges and difficulties, but I will not hide.
Now, so are those prepaid meters of good quality that will serve the organizations, big organizations that you are servicing?
Oh, definitely, yes. So, as a matter of fact, when we enter the premises, we try to do the what we call the demarcation. We do the survey and do the demarcation, and then get the exact meters to fit your demand. So there's no problem at all about the metering or the prepaid metering system that we are undertaking.
So how is ECG management receiving the news?
It's very good news. You know, money, every day that you don't take the money or the money is not in your hands, obviously it is going down, or the wealth will definitely diminish. And so when you get the money upfront, obviously you can be able to do a lot with the money, other investment that you have to do, operational costs, you have to pay and other supplies. And so it is very good that we have the money coming up front, and then we're able to settle our obligations and others so that we get the business moving. And obviously the company will move on and will be very financially sound in order to attract investors from other.
So what are you saying to the president?
I want to say a very big thank you. We believe that that's very good foresight, and we thank you very much for helping us go on with this exercise. We are very grateful for what you have done for us.
William Boateng is the public affairs manager of the ECG.